The Earth on Turtle's Back, Onondaga Northeast Woodlands Origin Story. Before this Earth existed, there was only water. It stretched as far as one could see, and in that water there were birds and animals swimming around. Far above in the clouds, there was a skyland. In that skyland, there was a great and beautiful tree. It had four white roots, which stretched to each of the sacred directions, and from its branches, all kinds of fruits and flowers grew. There was an ancient chief in the skyland. His young wife was expecting a child, and one night she dreamed that she saw the great tree uprooted. The next morning she told her husband the story. He nodded as she finished telling her dream. "My wife," he said, "I am sad that you had this dream. It is clearly a dream of great power, and, as is our way, when one has such a powerful dream, we must do all that we can to make it true. The great tree must be uprooted." Then the ancient chief called the young men together and told them that they must pull up the tree. But the roots of the tree were so deep, so strong, that they could not budge it. At last, the ancient chief himself came to the tree. He wrapped his arms around it. He bent his knees and he strained. At last, with one great effort, he uprooted the tree and placed it on its side. Where the tree roots had gone deep into the skyland, there was now a big hole. The wife of the chief came close and leaned over to look down, grasping the tip of one of the great tree branches to steady her. It seemed as if she saw something down there, far below, glittering like water. She leaned out, further to look, and as she leaned, she lost her balance, and she fell into the hole. Her grasp slipped off of the tip of the branches, leaving her with only a handful of seeds as she fell down, 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 down. Far below in the water, some of the birds and animals looked up. "Someone is falling toward us from the sky," said one of the birds. "We must do something to help her," said another. Then two swans flew up. They caught the woman from the sky between their wide wings. Slowly they began to bring her down toward the water, where the birds and animals were watching. "She is not like us," said one of the animals. "Look, she doesn't have webbed feet. I don't think she can live in the water." "What shall we do then?" said another of the water animals. "I know," said one of the water birds. "I have heard that there is earth far below the waters. If we dive down and bring up earth, then she will have a place to stand." So the birds and the animals decided that someone would have to bring up the earth. One by one they tried. The duck dove down first, some say. He swam down and down, far beneath the surface, but could not reach the bottom, and he floated back up. Then the beaver tried. He went even deeper, so deep that it was all dark, but he could not reach the bottom either. The loon tried swimming with its strong wings. He was gone a long, long time, but he too failed to bring up the earth. Soon it seemed that all had tried, and all had failed. Then a small voice spoke, "I will bring up earth, or I will die trying." They looked to see who it was. It was the tiny muskrat. She dove down and swam and swam. She was not as strong or as swift as the others, but she was determined. She went so deep that it was all dark, and still she swam deeper. She went so deep that her lungs felt ready to burst, but still she swam deeper. At last, just as she was becoming unconscious, she reached out one small paw and grasped at the bottom, barely touching it, before she floated up to the surface, almost dead. When the other animals saw her break the surface, they thought that she had failed. Then they saw that her right paw was held tightly shut. "She has the earth," they said. "Now where can we put it?"
"Place it on my back," said a deep voice.
It was the great turtle who had come up from the depths. They brought the muskrat over to the great turtle and placed her paw against his back. To this day there are marks at the back of the turtle's shell which were made by muskrat's paw. The tiny bit of earth fell on the back of the turtle, and almost immediately it began to grow. It grew larger and larger and larger until it had eventually become the whole world. Then, and only then, the two swans brought the Sky Woman down. She stepped onto the new earth and opened her hand. She let the seeds fall onto the bare soil. From those seeds, the trees and the grass sprang up. From her womb, the first child was born, and life on earth had begun.